olo e mafuta male SBS Samoan.
Talofa komiti.
Talofa, thanks so much for having me.
Now tell us something about yourself. You are Komiti Lewai, you're a member of the Quokkas. First of all, about Komiti Lewai, where were you born and how did you get into music and the Quokkas?
My name is Komiti Fofonga o Lewai. Lewai is kind of like my little quick little nickname for my Whanangi friends. But I was born in Samoa, in my beautiful village of Kuamua, in Apia. Moved here when I was about 2, and been living in Newcastle basically my whole life. Musical family. And then I met up with a friend here in Newcastle who works on the radio, and he decided we should create a children's group that talks about diversity and inclusivity and, you know, how, you know, we come from all different cultures and backgrounds. And me from a big family, I thought, what a great idea.
Right. You now move on to the next question. So the Quokkas, who's in it? It's yourself and who else?
Yeah, so myself, Matt McLaren, who is vision impaired. He was on Australia's Got Talent a few years ago. Pamela Hyde, she's Torres Strait Islander, and she's the niece of Christine Arnoux, a very iconic Australia artist. Nick Gill, former AFL player from Sydney, radio station, and Steph, who is a music therapist here in Newcastle University. So we all come from different backgrounds, and together we're the Quokkas.
And what's your role in the Quokkas? Are you a singer or are you an instrumentalist as well?
Yeah, so we all play instruments. We all sing. I sing, and we all assist in writing songs. So Nick Gill is our main songwriter, and he'll come to meetings and be like, "All right, I wrote a song. Let's all add in our little feedbacks." And he creates some amazing songs that are so catchy for the kids. And so I'm a singer. I do that as a job as well. I'm a full-time singer for weddings and corporate events, and I have my own music. But Matt plays piano. He plays the piano for all the tracks. He's also the producer and records all our tracks in his studio. And Steph, she's a music therapist. She's a beautiful voice. And Pam has a wonderful voice as well. And yeah, we come up with some great tunes for the kids.
Did you say that Mick was an AFL player in Sydney?
Yeah, former AFL player for the Crows, I think. I might have to do my Google. But yeah, he was on proper TV.
A full-on AFL pro, professional player.
Yeah,
professional. And he writes songs for children now.
And now writes songs for children. A big transition.
Yeah. Okay, so you've touched on it before, Komiti, that you write songs for children.
Yeah.
And you basically, the message in these songs are inclusivity and an acceptance of diversity and tolerance.
Yeah.
And tell me a bit more about that. How did that come about?
So a few years ago, about 2019, with all the Black Lives Matter movement all over the TV, Nick has little twins, and they were about 3 or 4 at the time. And he thought, all these kids, they don't know about what's happening in the world. And he wanted to create a group that shows kids that, you know, like we're all from different cultures and backgrounds the acceptance of each other. And also, kids aren't born with prejudice, so we want to teach them at a young age through song and dance that, you know, we all come from different races, and we can be our own individual and we can accept each other. So if we get them at that young age, they'll grow up to be the best version of themselves, and, you know, be an into a society of acceptance. And that's our core message of our group, was to make sure every child out there feels like, you know, seen and being themselves. Like, yeah, we have our other songs that we talk about, bananas and, you know, on the train, monster trucks, but the message songs, they're our core value of who we are. Yeah.
No, you're saying that children are not born with prejudice.
Yeah, they're not.
And you are trying to use music and fun to theatre to bring out and dance and movement.
Yeah.
to bring out a message in a more inclusive and very happy way.
That's right. Yeah,
I've listened to a few of your songs. They're very catchy.
Yeah,
have you had anybody come up and say, well, you're the new Wiggles, and how does that make you? Has there been any comparisons with the Wiggles?
Oh yeah, it's the joke. It's like, oh, the next Wiggles, and like we take that as a compliment. Like the Wiggles are the biggest music children's act in the world. So, but like yeah, we like to be our own individual, but the feedback from the community has been just overwhelming and heartfelt. We've had you know, someone that have vision impairment, because our Matt McLaren, he's blind, and his talent is through the roof. And we get Torres Strait First Nations people that come and see us, and they see Pamela and they relate to her. So all the Islander Polynesian community, they see us, and it's great for us to be, like, for the kids and the community to be seen, not just heard, if you know what I mean. Yeah. But yeah, we get DMs from parents who connect with the song Different Families, because some families come from that have two dads, some live with their grandma, and when they see lyrics that like that, they connect with that, and that means a lot to us. So yeah.
And you have your own personal journey as a Pacific Islander, as a Polynesian Samoan in Newcastle.
Yeah.
How has that impacted or influenced the way that you've grown up and the work that you do with the Quokkas?
You're right. Music is a big part of my family, and the Samoa community has been very supportive of everything I do, and to see them with their support, it means a lot. So I'm able to put my influence and my culture through this music and teach kids, like in The Sky is Blue, I talk in Samoa in the lyrics. And yeah, it's basically, I just want to teach the next generation that they can be anything they want to be. They can be whoever they want to be, and just to dream big.
You've got quite a following on Spotify and online. In fact, I think they run into the millions.
Oh yes, it's been crazy with the. So when the COVID happened, we really wanted to push our content, and the response from the Spotify streams, yeah, in the millions. I still can't believe it myself, but. Oh, it's crazy.
And you tour and you do live performances. Is that schools or church halls, or where do you perform?
Yeah, so we first did we went to around preschools, but usually we just do gigs here and there, like once every blue moon. Not too many, but I think we push our online content a lot. So we've built this huge library for people to see when they want to see us, in YouTube and Spotify and Facebook. But yeah, we've got some Christmas shows in Sydney coming up. We have a Christmas album getting released on the 5th of December, which we are so excited. Brand new original Christmas songs and some covers. It's a very exciting time for us.
And the private things that you do outside the Quokkas, do you have your own band? And you know, when you say you do weddings and that, and do you do any Samoan material?
Yes. So I have my own music under Gumiti Music. I've released two singles already. I've got one going to be released hopefully in January or early Feb, and I'm working on a brand new track called Lo'uainga. So it talks about my family, obviously. So I'm very, very excited to be releasing that too. But yeah, we all have our own jobs, day jobs as well. Yeah, Steph's a music therapist. Pamela has her own family business. But yeah, after hours, we come together as Quokkas, and we have a great time.
Kumiti Levai, send us a track on the not only of your own work, especially Lo'uainga, and yeah. Of the Christmas album, the Quokkas album,
absolutely.
That's coming up, and we'll put it to air. But thank you very much for talking to me.
Oh, no, thanks so much for having me, and yeah, we're very excited. Thank you.
Toi fia whaafafonga I nisi tala whaapea? Whaafafonga I le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, ma po fela vai mawailau podcast.